Another message that's hard to hear is a message that starts with the words, I think, that's followed by a lot of words. When people just keep talking about what they think, or they tell us what has happened, but they don't really know how to say what is alive in them at this moment. And when people do that, it's hard to really feel alive in the conversation if we just hear their words. So in our training, we show people how to empathize with people who are using more words than we like to follow, and is probably not good for them to use these words for themselves, because they can even sense that when they use so many words, people don't enjoy listening to them. And no matter how many words they use, they're very often not getting the understanding, the empathy that they would like. So in our training, we show people how to interrupt when we sense that the person needs empathy, but they don't know how to just say they need empathy and say in a few words what has happened that stimulates their present pain, and then tell us what their present pain is. Many people don't realize that telling the story doesn't give you the empathic connection that we're needing, as much as referring briefly to what happened and putting the focus of our attention on what's alive in us now. So when this is happening, we suggest the following: that when somebody we sense really needs empathic connection, we can see they're in pain, but they don't know how to stay in the now and just say what's alive now that they want us to hear. And they start just telling us all kinds of things about what happened in the past and what they think about that. And when we're finding it hard to follow because of so many words they're using, and the words are not focused on what they're feeling and needing in the present, we suggest that this is a good time to interrupt. But not to interrupt, to take the flow away from the person, but to interrupt for the purpose of bringing them back to life, back to what is alive in them at the moment. And we suggest doing this by saying, excuse me, excuse me. So to interrupt them when you have heard more words than you want to hear, and when the words are not really connecting you clearly to what is alive in the person. So we say, excuse me, and then what we say is to bring the conversation back to life, back to what is alive in this person at this moment, behind all the words. For example, if somebody says to us, you know, I was in a department store yesterday, and the clerk was so rude. I mean, that clerk was so rude. And I thought, you know, that reminded me of my own father. You know, my father used to talk to me in the same way. I can recall a time when I was about 6 years, and then the person goes on to tell us this long story about what happened with their father. Here's where I might interrupt, but I would interrupt to try to connect to what's alive in them now behind all these words. I might say, excuse me for interrupting, but I really want to be sure I'm connecting to what you want me to hear by telling me this. Are you saying that you feel angry right now, even when you think about how your father used to communicate with you? And you'd really like some understanding of how painful that was? Now, I said that once to a woman who was talking on and on about what happened to her and her father, that was stimulated by some way a clerk talked to her the day before. And I guessed wrong. I guessed that she was angry about that. And then she looked at that for a moment and said, no, I'm not angry right now. I'm hurt. Why is it that my needs never matter to people? My father didn't care about my needs, only about my sister's. The clerk yesterday just didn't seem to care about me. So even though I guessed wrong what was alive in her, it brought her back to the present, And she got clear that what she was really wanting to say was the hurt she's been feeling much of her life because she didn't feel like she mattered, that she was valued by the people in her life. But I could have listened to that story for another hour and not had that connection with her, and in fact found it hard to be around her. And when we are finding it hard to listen to so many words, very often the person who's using those words senses that their words are not connecting them, and they get nervous, and they use all the more words. So again, I want to maintain that the interruption that I'm suggesting is not one to take the conversation away from the person, but to bring the person back to life, to what's alive in them at this moment, behind all the words.